The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. 10th Canto, Chapter Number 3, Texts Number 42 and 43. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on November 11th, 2013, in Tallinn, Estonia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tayo vam puna eva aham adityam asa kushyapat upendra iti vikyata vamanatvat cha vamana Tayor vang punar evaham adityam masakashapat upenda iti vikyato vamana tvaccha vamanaha Tayor vang punar evaham adityam masakashapat upenda iti vikyato vamanat vachcha vamanaha tayo of you two husband and wife Vam, in both of you, puna eva, even again, aham, I myself, adityam, in the womb of aditi, asa, appeared Kashyapat by the semen of Kashyapa Muni. Upendra by the name Upendra. Iti thus Vikyata celebrated Vamanatvat Cha and because of being a dwarf Vamana I was known as Vamana. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. In the next millennium, I again appeared from the two of you who appeared as my mother Aditi and my father Kashyapa. I was known as Upendra, and because of being a dwarf, I was also known as Vamana. Text 43. Tritiye smin bhave hang vai tenaiva vapushata vam jatobu yashtayor eva Satyang me vahritam sati. O supremely chaste mother, I, the same personality, have now appeared of both of you both as your son for the third time. Take my words as the truth. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The supreme personality of Godhead chooses a mother and father from whom to take birth again and again. The Lord took birth originally from Sutapa and Prishni, then from Kashyapa and Aditi, and again from the same father and mother, Vasudeva and Devaki. In other appearances also, the Lord said, I took the form of an ordinary child just to become your son, so that we could reciprocate eternal love. Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his Krishna Sandarbha 96th chapter, where he notes that in text 37, the Lord says, Amuna Vapusha, meaning by this same form. In other words, the Lord told Devaki, this time I have appeared in my original form as Sri Krishna. Srila Jiva Goswami says that the other forms were partial expansions of the Lord's original form, but because of intense love developed by Prishni and Sutapa, the Lord appeared from Devaki and Vasudeva in his full opulence as Sri Krishna. In this verse, the Lord confirms, I am the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, but I appear in full opulence as Sri Krishna. This is the purport of the words Tenaiva Vapusha. When the Lord mentioned the birth of Prishni Garbha, he did not say Tenaiva Vapusha, but he assured Devaki that in the third birth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna had appeared not by his partial expansion. Prishni Garbha and Vamanadeva were partial expansions of Krishna. But in his third birth, Krishna himself appeared. This is the explanation given in the Sri Krishna Sandarbha by Srila Jiva Goswami. So, there is a very nice lesson to be derived from these verses. To Prishni and to Sutapa, as well as to Kashyapa and Aditi, the Lord appeared in a partial expansion. But to Vasudeva and Devaki, he appeared in his original form. So, this is the maturing of the love of Vasudeva and Devaki. Krishna, therefore, we can understand, according to the intensity of one's love, he reciprocates. Krishna is not impersonal. Krishna is a person. He's sensitive. He has feelings just like everyone else has feelings. So when you actually feel love for Krishna, he feels something more for you. The more you feel love for Krishna, the more he feels something about you. So it's not that you don't get the reciprocation. The reciprocation does come. Ye yatang mang papadyante tangas tataiva bujamyaham. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. Therefore, the intelligent person becomes determined to surrender fully to Krishna 100%. Anything under than 100% surrender, we are cheating ourselves. Krishna guarantees in Bhagavad Gita, text 22 of chapter 9, Ananyaschintayantomang yejana prayapasate tesham nicha biyuktanam yogachemam vahamyaham. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. Krishna protects whatever you have. And whatever you're lacking, he'll provide, personally provide. That's for those who exclusively dedicate themselves to Krishna. What does exclusive devotion mean? That means everybody else is excluded. All of my love goes to Krishna. All the previous loves I had are now rejected. I have one love and one love only, and that is Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. And such exclusive devotion brings Krishna completely under your control, actually. You may say, what? How is that possible? Krishna is the supreme controller. How could I possibly control the supreme controller? Krishna is Ajita, he is unconquerable. So how can anybody conquer Krishna? It doesn't sound right. But yet, Srila Prabhupada explains that for one who is completely, totally, exclusively devoted to Krishna, Krishna becomes Jita or conquered. So, I gave one of my disciples, a girl from Hong Kong, the name Ajita Devi Dasi. It's a name for Krishna. One who cannot be conquered. But we can also give the name Jita. Or one who is conquered. Because Krishna is both. He's both unconquerable and conquerable. So it's up to us whether we want to be conquered by Maya or we want to conquer Krishna. You want to be a conqueror or do you want to be conquered? Now we've been conquered by Maya, you see. But if we will agree to be conquered by Krishna, then we become the conquerors of Krishna. In this world, everybody wants to be a conqueror. They try to, in business, one businessman tries to put everybody else out of business. One politician, he wants to defeat the other politicians. And this way, everyone wants to be a conqueror. But everyone is conquered by nature. They're forced to bow down to death. They all become conquered by death. Except for that person who was surrendered to Krishna. Death cannot touch him. He is unconquerable. That person who has conquered Krishna is unconquerable by this material nature. So we have our free will. We can remain slaves of Maya if we like. Our tongue, our belly, our genitals. If you want to serve these three masters, you can do that. You can keep serving your tongue, your belly, and your genital, and become a dog in your next life, if you like. Even one songwriter, he wrote a song, he said, Dogs run free. Why not me? If you want to be a sabaka, nature is ready to give you sabaka, buddy. No problem. Sabaka. Woof, woof, woof. I see. No problem. But if you're not happy being a slave of the modes of material nature, being forced again and again through the miseries of birth, death, old age, and disease, if you are tired of being tortured by these modes of material nature, there is a way out. There is a way to escape from this prison. But you have to follow the instructions. You have to do exactly what you're told. You cannot concoct your own way out of this prison. You have to take the instructions. You see? Sampradaya vrihina ye mantraste nishpalamata. Even if you get a Vedic mantra, if it is not coming in the process of disciplic succession, nishpal, no result. I know that. I have personal experience. I became initiated by one guru. And he gave me a mantra which is actually part of the Vedas. It's a bona fide mantra in the Vedas. But it didn't do anything for me, you see. I took my mantra and I was chanting it. But I was just like an airplane going down the runway, never lifting off, you see. It's like an endless runway. You just keep going on the, you just keep going down the runway, and there's no lift off, you see. No lift off, you see. Why? Because it wasn't coming, the mantra was not given in disciplic succession. You have to get the mantra from a bona fide spiritual master in disciplic succession, otherwise no result. But as soon as I got this Hare Krishna mantra, you see, oh, it was so wonderful. Immediately it's taking off. It's like a magic carpet ride, you know. Going to higher dimensions. It was very, very nice. As soon as I started chanting Hare Krishna. Why? Because this mantra has come from a bona fide spiritual master. So just see how important Guru is, you see. We cannot directly approach Krishna. Krishna will not accept. He actually states in the Adi Purana. He says, "Ye me bhakta jana parta, na me bhaktas tate janaha, mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas te me bhakta tamamata." My dear son of Prita Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, Name Bhaktas, he's not my devotee. But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So this is why Guru is a very important thing. Prabhupada always quoted the English saying,
If you love me, love my dog. If you don't love the dog, the master will not like you. You don't like my dog? If you don't like my dog, I don't like you.
Let's see.
If you want to love me, you better love my dog. Yes. So that is Krishna's position. Dog is the spiritual master, is the dog of God. So you have to love the dog. Otherwise, the master of the dog, he will never allow you to come close to him. So in this way, if we take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, we take the wonderful, wonderful mantra that he has given us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then we lift off. We fly into higher planes of consciousness. On the wonderful airline called Hare Krishna Airlines. Daily flights to Goloka Vrindavan. So I can ask now if there's any questions. What's he saying?
How can we understand that, how can we know that Vedic scriptures wasn't changed like it happened with Bible?
How do we know the Vedic scriptures haven't changed as it happened with the Bible? In Vedic culture, we have a three-way check and balance system. Guru, sadhus, and shastra. How do we know that the shastra is bona fide? It is confirmed by guru. Guru and sadhus have to say the shastra is bona fide. If guru and sadhus confirm that the shastras have not been changed, then we know they have not been changed. So, how do you know that the guru is bona fide? The guru has to be confirmed by the shastras and the sadhus. Then you know that the guru is bona fide. How do you know that a sadhu is bona fide? He must be confirmed by the guru and by the shastra. And how do you know that the whole system is bona fide? Truth works. That's how you know. Because it works. By following this process, you'll find yourself back in Goloka Vrindavan with Lord Krishna and Radharani. If you follow this process, the day will come and Krishna will reveal himself to you. You'll see Krishna directly. And then you know this process, this Guru Sadhu Shastra system was indeed bona fide. Because it got you the desired result. It got you out of the cycle of birth and death. Yes.
I feel that what you have said is true, that Krishna is also confirming this in the Bhagavad Gita, that he speaks through the mouth of the devotees.
What does he say?
He says that he speaks and he reveals himself to the devotees.
Yes.
That means whatever knowledge we are getting about Krishna, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whatever knowledge we get, it is a revelation of Krishna himself.
Mm. Yes.
Какое бы знание вы не получали от преданных, это значит, что это знание является манифестацией Кришны, как личности, потому что Кришна говорит, что он проявляет себя через уста своих преданных. Бхагавад-гита говорит.
Шри Бхагаван-вача. It is confirmed by Шрила Вьясадева that Krishna actually spoke these words.
Ясадева подтверждается, что Кришна говорит.
Next question.
To explain to someone like in the street, he says, I just directly with God, have a relation directly with God. Why do I need all these masters? Like, you cannot say, oh, you know, in the scriptures it says like this, that Krishna does not accept. How do you explain to him?
Sometimes people on the street saying that I have direct relationships with God, I don't need no spiritual masters. Why should I accept some spiritual master? I don't care what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, like this. And why?
So if you don't care what Krishna says in the Gita, that means you don't accept God.
What is it?
You're taking your mind as God.
Вопрос заключается в том, что на улице иногда люди говорят, что я не принимаю то, что вы говорите, у меня есть личное отношение с Богом уже, зачем мне нужно это делать через каких-то учителей, и я не принимаю то, что у вас написано там в Бхагавад-гите. Тогда говорит, если вы не принимаете то, что говорится в Бхагавад-гите, значит вы говорите, что ваш ум это Бог.
In the Bible it said that one should follow the will of God. So, how do you know what God wants you to do, sir? I see you're smoking a cigarette. Do you think God wants you to smoke a cigarette? I see you drinking a beer. Do you think God wants you to drink a beer? I see you eating a hamburger. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill. So why are you eating the flesh of a murdered creature? Your God consciousness is not bona fide, sir. Because you're not acting in accordance with the scriptures. We have no objection if you want to follow the Bible or the Quran. That's all right. But do it perfectly. Don't be a hypocrite. You see. We're not saying you have to follow Krishna. If you feel that Krishna is some sectarian conception, then you follow your Bible perfectly. But don't be a cheater. You become a genuine... All we're asking is you become a genuine saintly person. Don't harm other creatures. And always... Remember the Lord and always glorify the Lord 24 hours a day. Our spiritual master said, you follow Jesus, follow Buddha or Krishna, that's your choice. But whatever one you do, do it perfectly. If you feel that we are a different religion, then follow your own religion perfectly. Actually, we are not introducing another religion. We are presenting the pure essence of what religion is. We are presenting the pure essence of what it means to be a true Christian, a true Buddhist, a true Jew, a true Sikh, etc. We're not introducing a new religion here. We're teaching what is religion in its original pure form before man polluted it with his sectarian politics. So we were going to end a little bit early today so we can Our plan is to head out a little. We're going heading out to Helsinki today, so we start a class a little early so we can end it a little bit early.
Mm-hmm.
You're pointing at the curtain for what purpose?
Radha Damodar is on the altar.
Oh, so I keep the class going a little longer? All right. If they're on the altar, we can keep going because we can't leave until they leave. Any more questions? Any further questions while Radha Damodar are getting ready for the road? Any last questions? This is the last. All right.
Gurudev, yesterday you said that through hearing we can hear the knowledge about Krishna and it goes to the heart, and then our eyes are.
That's right.
How we can open the heart and let the instructions and.
How to open your heart?
Yes, and save the knowledge.
Вчера мы сказали, что через слушание знание выступает в наше сердце, правильно? И тогда наши глаза наполняются чем? Любовью.
She said, how to open our heart and what?
И вопрос в том, чтобы как открыть свое сердце.
И сохранить.
And to save this knowledge. Yeah.
To absorb it.
To save it, yeah.
So you can retain it. How to open your heart so you can retain this realization of Krishna? Actually, it's something like throwing mud against the wall. Because when you throw mud against the wall, most of it falls off, you see. But if you keep throwing enough mud, gradually some of it will stick. So you have to bombard your consciousness with Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. And then a little tiny bit of Krishna might stick, you see what I'm saying? I mean, we're so polluted, you know, we're lusty, we're angry, we're greedy, we're lazy, we're crazy. We're so dirty, really filthy people. So we just have to bombard ourselves with Krishna. Hear about Krishna, talk about Krishna, you know, everything. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Just like I was packing my suitcase this morning. I finished my rounds, but I was chanting just on my lips while I was packing the suitcase. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Because I know how dirty I am, you see. I need as much Krishna as I possibly can get. Not that 16 rounds my business is finished. 16 rounds are just getting started. You see. Now I have to keep putting Krishna, thinking about Krishna, talking about Krishna, reading about Krishna, bowing down to Krishna. Every day a Krishna marathon. Completely drowning my consciousness in Krishna. And then if you do that every day, maybe a little tiny bit of Krishna will stick, you see. And if you do that every day, you know, week after week, month after month, year after year, then gradually over many years, you can actually build up some kind of realization that stays in your heart. And you might even be fortunate enough at the time of death that you can remember Krishna. And get out of this damn nasty place. To that wonderful place where Jamuna is flowing. Govardhan is there. With beautiful peacocks cooing. And Mother Jasoda is packing our little boy's lunch bag with all kinds of amazing sweets. And if you're really lucky, you might get to sample one of those sweets from Krishna's lunch bag. So, you know, don't cheat yourself by remaining lusty, angry, greedy. Come to the platform of pure bhakti. Be who you really are. Stop being what you're not, a rakshasa. Be who you really are. You see, the pure devotee. Actually, we're all pure devotees. We're all Mahabhagavats. Yes, actually, we're covered by this demoniac mentality. You know, we're all Mahabhagavats, actually. That's our original swaroops. We're all Mahabhagavats. But here we are, lazy, quarrelsome, you know, all these bad qualities due to ignorance, false identification with mucus, bile, and air, blood, pus, and urine, and stool. Can you imagine? We gave up Satchitananda for a bag of stool, urine, mucus, bile, and vomit. Just see how stupid we are. As they say in Spanish, stupidísimo. Very, very, very stupid. So give up being stupidísimo. And come to the platform of intelligence. Wake up. Jeev jago, jeev jago, Gorachandra bole. Lord Chaitanya is calling to us, wake up. Why are you sleeping in the lap of the witch of Maya, you idiots? Come out of this illusion. Give up the confusion. Have a complete consciousness transfusion by chanting these names with faith, with love and devotion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, are there any other questions now?
Maharaj, there is, it's already time, and there is Mahaprasad.
All right. So, the question is, we'll stop here now. And we thank you all very much. We look forward to returning to the Baltic states in the spring. And we hope to see you all then. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. Jai.